And ladies and gentlemen, yeah. We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but it is that time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, so True Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's daughter, birthday was this weekend. Trashton showed up, y'all. Amen. Huh? There is a God. Amen.
What are you
doing? He did it. All right, so let's talk about Tiger Woods. He won
Tiger
his...
Woo. Tiger Woo.
Tiger Woo. Yo, y'all heard that. Is that because he's Asian? What's happening? So,
Dave Chappelle.
Got it. So he won his fifth Masters title, his first major victory since 2008. That was 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was a long ass time ago. Oh. So Tiger been through a lot of stuff though. Like he had mad surgeries, ACL back like 17 time back surgery, car crash, cheating scandals. He was pimping. Mm-hmm. How many chicks? It had to been like 20 people. I don't know. Then he had the sexual addiction rehab. Then he had the DUI showing us that black really can crack. So he tweeted and he said, "This was the greatest day of my life. Waited for this every day for 7 years. Finally tracked a major championship win, and it was the Masters."
Shouts to the dude who placed the bet on Tiger winning.
Word. How much he won?
$1.13 million.
What?
I'm exhausted just thinking about that. My God, because what if you lose?
You always got to bet on Tiger.
Well, I think his bet was like $85,000 that Tiger would win.
Wow.
And the odds, based on the odds, he walked away with over $1 million.
Damn. Well, shout out to both of them. They're big winners. Let's talk about Khalees and Nas. Uh-huh. So, you know, they've been going back and forth with their custody and child support situation. Uh-huh. So the last time we spoke about the situation, she had moved their son to Colombia in December without Nas giving his consent.
Right.
So Nas said that they agreed to let her have custody on Christmas and that he would have New Year's Eve, but she just took him like just December, like period. I got all the holidays. You played yourself. So he said she violated her agreement 17 times and Khalees pled not guilty to 20 counts of contempt. So she could be hit with fines or jail time, probably just the fines. This is just so messy. This is so messy. Like, this man's clearly trying to be in his child life. Like, why are you doing all of this? Is it really, you think it's only because of the money? Like, she wants what she wants?
I think she's spiteful.
Was this agreement a court order?
Yes. That's why it's like there's actual charges. Like, there's 20 counts of contempt for her.
Come on, court. Deal with her. Get her. Get her.
I think she has a new husband and everything. So why are you still so
sorry? Get her.
Why are you being so bitter? All right. So did y'all see about the man who was shot with Nipsey Hussle getting arrested for violating his parole?
Yeah.
By being around a crying felon. Nuts. Like, I understand the law is a law, but that was just nuts. Like, I mean, Nipsey was trying to give him clothes or something like that so he could see his family, like, just getting out of jail. It was crazy. So,
to a store. He's the owner of the store. He happened to be there, and he's also a recorder artist.
Right.
But you went over all of that.
All of that.
Because you want to put this brother
put him
back in jail.
It's crazy.
It's a lot going on here.
I'm disgusted.
Okay.
Rex is so corporate. So let me move on.
Rules are the rules.
Lori Loughlin, aka Aunt Becky, she pled not guilty in the college bribery case.
Lies.
She and her husband were charged for conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud and honest services mail and wire fraud. I don't even know what this means. Conspiracy to commit money laundering. So both of them can face a minimum of 4 years and 9 months in prison if they cop a plea. They not copping nothing. They're trying to fight it.
I'll figure out what it means. Lock her ass up.
And this is why on that ticket I got, I just sent it in and said not guilty. Because if you could just say not, you can be guilty and say not guilty. F it. If she might not go to jail, that's what I'm not gonna do. Pay the fine. Lastly, R. Kelly, he almost as broke as me, y'all. And y'all know that's broke. Okay, finished, done, account empty. All right. So he has 150,000 of his dollars was seized by his former landlord, leaving him with like $625, which is still more than I have. But one of his accounts is negative $13.
What?
Yes. Tick, everything. Damn. And what's the name? ASCAP says that he's not owed anything from them. Like, he has nothing coming in. So he literally, like, his only option at this point to earn money, I think, is to perform.
Who's getting the royalty money?
Exactly. Somebody getting the royalty money. We know the conspiracies. I can't say it because I don't want to get sued or nothing crazy. But there are conspiracies that are family.
You can try to sue me. My account look like his.
Right. I wish I could come snatch my wig off because that's about all I'm worth is this wig on
what
my head right now. Okay, this frontal.
What you going to do? Take these $5 all and a quarter worth. That I got? Come on.
Mm-hmm. My hoopty. Oh, update, guys, on my hoopty. On my hoopty chronicles. It's back on the corner. It's back on the curb. The engine light came on one day to try to shake shaking underneath me, and I don't know what's going on. I couldn't go faster than 20 miles per hour, so it was a good week while it lasted. So pray for me. I'm going through a lot right now.
Cause I took all I can stand. I was in the drive-thru,
and it just said, I was like, whoa, did it rev up or rev down? I ain't know
what was
going on.
That was the Lord. You were supposed to be in the drive-thru.
I was supposed to be in the drive-thru.
That was the Lord.
I wanted some chili cheese fries. I was so nervous. I wanted some chili cheese fries so bad. I could not. It took me like 30 minutes to get home, like 10 minutes away. I was like, I had the hazard lights on. I was not calling AAA. I already used up two turns this year.
I bet you if you're going to start it up now, the engine light's going. That was the Lord telling you you're not supposed
listen,
to be
well, there. I got to take it to the shop tomorrow or something and figure
my
out
child,
what.
Man, relieve yourself listen. From drive-thru.
Man, listen.
She's trying to ignore you, bitch. I know.
So
I hear you,
out. No, listen. I was so stressed out this weekend. I just needed something.
She don't
want
to believe. It was
I
the
needed
Lord.
A comfort. You think it was Jesus? You
it
think
was
it was
Lord
Jesus? Totally.
You.
So you think if I didn't go get them chili cheese fries that I would have been fine?
Yes.
You know I still got them chili cheese fries? Well, I was stressed. I was in the line already. I'd already ordered and the car broke down in the drive-thru. What I'm going to do?
It was the Lord. It was the Lord.
I just needed something to put me in good spirits, and I just was in worse spirits when I left.
See?
I believe in Jesus. You're right. All right. That's it for the team.
We got more on the flip side. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.